North Korea goes trigger happy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Well, we were expecting a Taepodong launch, but the North Koreans decided they'd show us something we couldn't ignore. A big 4th of July multiple missile finale, including a couple of Scud Seas, several Rodongs, and the main event, a Taepodong 2, which blew itself to smithereens after 35 seconds, bringing a little patriotic spirit to the Sea of Japan. Either that or the officer on holiday duty kept pressing the wrong button. What does this do? I wonder what this does. Maybe this. Actually, of course, North Korea was warning us, making it clear that it is ready to respond to any American provocation by firing off missiles that don't work. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il says these are missiles for peace to deter us from attacking them. And hey, I realize you guys want to isolate yourselves and all that, but pick up a newspaper once in a while. First of all, missiles for peace is our line. And second, we kind of have our hands full in the attack department lately, which is why the Bush administration is saying that this will be handled diplomatically through the United Nations, where we actually have a lot of support this time. And that must drive Kim Jong-il nuts. If he can't even get George Bush to attack him, what kind of lame tyrant must he be? How many of my crummy missiles does it take? He must be wondering. I don't know, but we have to be thankful that at least one of our opponents in this crazy world is an idiot who managed to threaten us with a missile that shot itself down, has got protesters burning North Korean flags for a change, and has managed to move Russia and China to our side. You can't buy enemies like that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.